Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is the Small Screen Spoiler Show, where we discuss and spoil your favorite television shows. So if you have not watched what we're discussing, you might want to come back later. This is your final
spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Yes, indeed, it is once again time for the one, the only, the Small Screen Spoiler Show. This is episode number 33. I am CJ Javalis Boat, and that guy over there is, of course, Jared Eiffel Tower Azevedo.
High five.
High five.
We're just two chaps high-fiving in the middle.
Indeed. And, of course, unofficial ghost third chair, Daryl, you'll act like a lady someday, Shaler.
Someday. But someday. Not today.
Not today. This is not the day! We will not go slowly into that good night, or whatever. So, welcome back.
You
hi.
Got the fever? You got the fever?
It's,
94 fever?
No. No, I do not.
I'm mildly curious, though.
I'm not. So, the tonight's shows, of course, are Agent Carter Season 2, Episode 4, Smoke and Mirrors, and Lucifer Season 1, Episode 2, Lucifer, Stay, Good Devil. Which, if that was not the name of the title, I would have put that on as your nickname.
Javalis.
Oh, man. All right, so let's go ahead and head right on, headlong into this, because my microphone is messing with my head, with Daryl introducing us to Agent Carter.
This week in Agent Carter, it seems like only last week I was commenting on how this show had no place for filler in its abbreviated season length, all while marveling at the fully fleshed out poster girl for gender equality that is Agent Peggy Carter. Well, all that changes this week, as we're treated to flashbacks of Carter and Frost and the people who made them what they are today, ahead of something big next week, apparently. In the case of Peggy, it would seem that she grew out of a rebellious youth and became a proper and boring lady whose only aspirations involved becoming arm decoration for a boring and cowardly prat. If not for the intervention of her boss and the death of her brother, she would not be the woman we know and love today. So to give it an introduction, Agent Carter, at its worst, is still better than a lot of television, but I would rather pretend that this lackluster mess was edited down by about half an hour of insulting retcon and pointless meandering.
Jeez, man, Daryl is grumpy today.
He is grumpy. Because I can't disagree with you more.
Yeah,
I
right?
I really, really like this episode.
Oh, dude. I literally just finished watching it because I was looking at my DVR. I'm like, oh, crap, I haven't watched Agent Carter yet.
It was super fresh.
I
agree with them on the Peggy Carter's backstory.
Margaret, which is weird because...
Margaret.
I didn't know that Peggy was short for Margaret in Britain. Which took
Not
me back.
It's just Britain, either.
I never knew that at all. So, like, I guess it's like Richard and Dick. You don't quite know how you get it. Just Dick happens. I mean,
it felt like it almost cheapened her story a little bit, but not quite really for me. But
I mean,
I can't agree with you there, Daryl. But
it did lessen her a little bit because I mean, not everybody can be awesome, you know. Black Widow. I mean, she just had a standard upbringing, and had the aspirations of any normal 1940s woman, just to be, and the fact that she was working as a codebreaker was astounding for that time.
Yeah. And it's not like she wasn't doing anything.
Exactly. It's not like she was only hung up on that guy.
No. She's just doing what her mother told her.
Yeah. But that's standard 1940s. I mean, you know, yep. And the
lying
fact that
about
she grew,
who she truly was.
I mean, the fact that she grew out of it and became the, you know, martial arts awesome badass that she is, it says leaps and bounds for her. And, could have dealt without the Madam Mask backstory a little bit, because that was a little bit... it kept compounding the fact that she's a genius and beautiful. So it's like, all right, we get it.
I don't know. I liked hers better, actually, because I like a good, you know, villain backstory. Like, what brought you to this place? And you can see the two, you know, clearly this was intentional, the two parallels of,
yes,
you know, Peggy's backstory and Frost's backstory. And, like, I don't know, hers was a little more terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, man, your life really sucked. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you had to listen to your mom doing horrible things to her landlord, and you were trying so hard, and I'm like, and her putting together the radio and everything like that the first time you see it, I'm like, oh, man, that was me. Except I don't have a cool melting people superpower.
But she can't go to college just because she's a woman.
She's a woman. At least not Oklahoma City.
Yeah, what happened? What's your problem, Oklahoma?
Well,
against women.
Still kind of that way.
1920 something.
Yeah, this was super early. This was World War I era. So,
yeah, because they were children, or, you know, younger.
Yeah, but and you got more Ghost Dad in this one, which was great.
just a little though.
Popped up
some
ghost
kind of
boner.
Mysterious thing.
Yeah,
what he looks like he's seeing and looking through looks like the same shape as the crack on Madame Mask.
It most likely is, considering they were the same. It caused the same, like, it was caused by the same
part of the same
matter.
Explosion.
Yeah.
So
he just got.
They must be connected in some way.
Incorporealized, and she got melting people.
She got melting people.
Which is a little weird. Like, that's a really strange superpower.
Melting and absorbing.
Yes.
Don't forget that. It's very important.
And just the weird tar mark on her face just keeps getting bigger.
She don't care.
No. She no longer cares, obviously.
Now it's just half the size of her face.
God, typing is so loud.
But I'll still absorb... I'll still absorb that guy that's like three times my size.
Yeah. Delicious.
What are you doing?
I'm handling another one of your problems.
Again.
She's great.
It doesn't seem like the best way to handle this.
I actually kind of enjoy her as a villain, like as she's becoming more and more
too.
Of a villain. Because, I mean, she's super smart, so she has that going for her. But she's basically a Batman villain at this point. I'm okay with this. Like, super smart, plus has a superpower, and she blends
superpower.
In. So, I mean,
blends
she...
blends in. She... yeah.
I mean, I like her more than Dottie did, than I like Dottie. And plus, obviously, it is a Hydra tie-in at this point. So, there obviously, the fact that we are getting Madam Mask is a big thing for Hydra. So...
I don't know much about the Madam Mask backstory. I've intentionally not read the Wikipedia page because I don't want to.
It's different than what it is right now.
Unintentionally spoiled thing. Oh, I know, but still, I'm trying not to.
At first, I thought they were going to make her Madam Hydra, and then just she started absorbing people. I'm like, nope, that's not Madam Hydra. Madam Hydra is basically like Poison Ivy without the controlling plants thing, but she has like pheromones and spits acid and stuff like that. But yeah, this episode, I loved the comedy in this episode. Yeah, it pretty much didn't lead anywhere, but, you have the obligatory backstory because you didn't even get that in season one. I mean, you got nothing on Peggy's backstory in season one.
No, and we didn't really need it. Like, even now, we still didn't need it, but basically all they were doing here was just, you know, creating that parallel between the two women's backstories and where their paths veered.
Exactly.
And, you know, the choices that they made, not because of people, you know, yes, she decided after her brother died. That was like the catalyst, but she still chose to fight on the good side and the good fight. She didn't hide in her head and give up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Whitney had a terrible, horrible life, but she's like, oh, well, maybe my mom was right and I'll just use all this for evil, but I'm still going to use my super smarts to, you know,
build
marry this guy who owns Aes Sedain so that I can get in the back door and be a scientist and ultimately get my into my means.
Exactly. But
one's the villain path, one's the path of good and the path of darkness,
yeah,
if you will.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's fine. I mean, it works out very well. I mean, yeah, we didn't necessarily need it, but like I said, this was, I mean, it's not necessarily a filler episode. I want to disagree with him on that one.
Because, you know, people are always complaining about Marvel villains not being fleshed out very well.
Exactly.
And being very one-dimensional. But in the TV shows like Daredevil and Jessica Jones, they always take that extra time to kind of give the villains backstory, and they have really good villains like Wilson Fisk is...
Yes!
The best. Even though he's evil... He's like one of the most interesting, compelling villains
of
the whole Marvel universe. And then, you know, Purple Man's just evil.
God.
Which, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but did you pick up on the Jessica Jones slight reference in this? Smile.
Oh, yes.
You're so pretty when you smile. I don't know if that was intentional, but...
Yeah, but yeah, it's one of those fun things to tie together.
Same universe, and, you know, maybe it's just the Marvel writers like to have the same themes for their...
Well, I mean, everybody in Phase 2 lost a hand, so...
Everyone in Phase 3 gets told to smile.
Yeah!
Is Jessica Jones Phase 3?
I don't know if her and Daredevil are in that at all.
Yeah, did anybody lose a hand?
In Daredevil? Somebody lost a
hand. Daredevil, yeah. I meant in Jessica Jones. I'm pretty sure somebody lost a hand in Daredevil.
They're fairly sure they did.
Probably.
Somebody lost every part of their body at one point or another in Daredevil.
Daredevil. I'm not sure about Jessica Jones. There's lots of hangings and stabbings. And somebody did lose an arm. A whole arm that was being shoved into a garbage disposal.
Oh, yes!
So, yes, somebody lost a hand,
arm.
He lost an entire arm in Jessica Jones.
Somehow stayed alive long enough to tell Jessica where to go. It was the weakest part of that entire series.
Yeah, I was like, what the?
just yanked you out of there. That just made you like completely, I'm like, okay, yeah, suspending disbelief is fine. She can jump really far and, yeah, she punch people extremely hard. But wait, he has no arms or legs and is bleeding profusely and is still alive and coherent enough to talk. I don't know how that works.
He doesn't have any arms. I don't think that's how science works. Biology.
But so, I mean, this episode, it was solid. It was funny. And that's the one thing I loved about this episode.
The humor was spot on. Like, one complaint you can have, Daryl, is that they completely only used Jarvis for slapstick humor. Like, he had no depth whatsoever in this episode. He was only there to be one of the Three Stooges.
Equalizer darts. It was great. The flamingo? No, the koala. His cute disposition is a ruse. That was fantastic. And then, of course, yeah, exactly. The Jarvis as he fell.
Jarvis. It's the biggest horsey I've ever seen, Mummy.
I mean, it was... It was genuinely fun. This was a fun episode.
You weren't feeling uncomfortable and squirming during all of Whitney's backstory.
I totally was, dude. That was...
Man. It's like creepiest creepy dudes in
I guess you could say this is a filler episode. Because I mean, there was no there was very little plot progression. So I mean, I guess yes, you can call it a filler episode. But that's the advantage of having 10 episodes as opposed to 8. You have a chance to have a filler episode to flesh out characters, because obviously they're wanting you to get attached to Whitney Frost, not like they were trying to do with Dottie.
No,
because with Dottie it was, I mean, oh, she's just a Black Widow, Dottie,
but she's just a Black Widow. Evil Black Widow.
Yeah, she's an evil Black Widow. With Whitney, they're trying to get you attached, like they did with Wilson Fisk. Get you attached to the character, to the villain. Because, I mean, not only one, is it's a major female villain. But two, like you said, a lot of the complaints, especially with the MCU, movie-wise, villains aren't fleshed out very well. And this is a MCU tie-in, so flesh out the strong female villain and kind of give, you know, kind of give that.
Indeed.
Hey, there's my heater.
There's your heater. I don't hear it, if that makes you feel better.
I hear it. I'm on my, I'm tied into the feedback. I'm like, oh God, I hear the heater.
Do you hear pumpkin barking? Because right now I want to punch her in her face.
No, I do not hear really. Pumpkin barking. Oh.
Come lay down, pumpkin.
You're going to make a pumpkin bread. So what was I gonna say with this episode? And yeah, Jarvis was slapsticky.
Yeah, he was very slapsticky, which was fine because he does it really, really well.
Yeah,
I like for Jarvis to have poignant moments too.
Yeah, but I mean, not a lot of people had a lot of poignant moments in this. Maybe Sousa had a poignant moment in this.
Yeah,
because him just letting. By the way,
why did you tell me about this? I was trying to give you plausible deniability. I don't care. You don't cut me out of this.
This is the most British amount of torture ever.
I gave him a really
intense cold. I gave him a very intense cold. That is the most British torture ever.
What is that? We shut a possum out on the grounds. Let me out of here. Or I have a man stashed in the boot.
I like the boot. I did. A man stashed in the boot.
A man stashed in the boot.
Also, you almost your nickname, but you put Jarvelous in there before I put that, so I had to pick a Lucifer one.
I figured.
But yeah, I mean, it's bridging into the second half. I mean, this is week 4. So, I mean, it would not fully surprise me if they're just beginning the arc into the big everything next episode. I'm not anticipating another huge... by the way, this got an 8.2 on IMDb.
Boo.
Which is really low, but I mean, it's like I said, I'll concede to Daryl it was a filler episode, which traditionally score low. Well, I mean, by all definition, it is a filler episode. It is the fact that there was little to no plot progression. It told backstory pretty much solely, and it just kind of strung the lines along. But the fact that it did string the lines along is a little bit different than what a proper filler is. Filler episodes, when you want to use the base, what the definition of a filler episode is, it's Goku learns to drive in Dragon Ball Z.
Well, that's a true filler episode.
Yes,
didn't feel like that.
This had some plot.
This one at least had a point.
So, yeah, and it did progress the plot. It helped Ghost Dad further his formula to trying to figure out how to fix himself. You know, it did have Whitney Frost revealing her powers to her husband, and also embracing her powers, and led the, and brought Sousa into the mix. And you know, it definitely does look like they're going to be doing something major next episode, but
yeah, which where's Seuss's girlfriend / yeah. Almost fiance?
I ruined your engagement and then she disappeared.
Okay,
they can only afford so many supermodels, Jared. It's the reason why Mrs. Jarvis wasn't in this episode either.
Oh, we haven't seen Miss Jarvis in a while.
No. She needs to come back. She's great. But yeah, do you have any other notes on this?
I enjoyed the mice versus zero matter experiments. Those were fun.
Yes. I was a little bit confused like when she had her not able to control it once.
Yeah. She seems to have figured it out, though. It only took a couple of tries.
That's Chekhov's misfire right there. Count on it. That is going to be reused. The fact that she cannot fully control her powers is going to be reused probably when she's fighting Peggy.
But I enjoyed watching a scientist be a scientist.
Yeah, exactly.
She had her notebook. She had her hypothesis. And she performed her experiment. It's great.
Yeah. Enjoy it. And again, strong females. I'm good with this.
Yes.
Even if she is evil.
I don't have a problem with that. Peggy's neck healed really fast.
Yeah, right?
She was like choked with a, metal wire in the last episode.
Yeah.
And, throughout the rest of the episode, she had the,
the line
on her neck. But it's gone. It's like one day, I'm good. Man, I think you have super healing powers. Just saying.
Peggy is Wolverine. She's inhuman. All right, so let's go ahead then. And like I said, let's go ahead and keep the ball rolling on this. Be a quick episode this time around, like I said, because I made a terrible buyer's remorse error for our microphone. So let's go ahead and let Daryl introduce us to Lucifer.
This week in Lucifer, we have a very special guest star. As a Hollywood starlet is found murdered amidst a collection of seemingly satanic symbolism, who else would be there to investigate this gruesome death but John Constantine on loan from his criminally cancelled show? The pair start off as drinking buddies, but then their history gets in the way when Constantine recognizes his longtime antagonist, before they ultimately team up to punish the bad guy, clear Lucifer's perceived slight against his name, and in case you were wondering, yes, they do high-five in the middle. In other words, the show is new and still setting things up. So saying Lucifer and his reluctant crime partners solve a murder while one of them is awesome, blah, 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 is a bit boring for an introduction.
This is all that episode.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. I really want Constantine to show up. He is so grumpy. Grumpy Daryl is weird. I'm not used to Grumpy Daryl. Yes, the show is new. It's still getting set up. You're right. But holy crap, it's brilliant.
This one didn't excite me as much as the last one, though. There were good, really, really, really good moments. But as a whole, the episode was a little weak on for me. Just a little.
Yeah.
Like, it's not enough to, like, turn me off and I'm done with the show or anything like that. Like, I'm definitely still in, but...
Got an 8.5 on IMDb, so...
Yeah. That was better than Agent Carter, which I completely disagree with. But that's okay. The internet can have its opinion, too.
Indeed. I like this episode. Yeah, not as much as the first, yes. But I genuinely liked this episode.
It had some really great moments in it. High-fiving in the middle. The whole sequence with the daughter was good.
Yeah.
And apparently Brother Blood is not a giant douchebag. He's apparently an okay guy. He had some moments here.
Yeah. Just watched the third episode a little bit ago. Oh.
Well, I haven't seen the third one yet, so I guess I'm a bit spoiled now.
I made a noise. it was a good episode. Yeah, it's still a police procedural. I do like the fact that eventually Lucifer's like, yeah, you know what? F this mess. I am the devil. So yeah, you guys are gonna shoot each other.
And let's do this.
I'm gonna laugh because you're both terrible, horrible human beings.
Which we had a Constantine connection there, right there.
Yeah.
I can't think of his real John Davies. Maybe I don't know. He's Faraday on Lost, but he was also Constantine
the old
is
guy.
Like the college professor guy who Constantine would call on every now and then to help him with random things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. At first, I thought, like, I didn't look too hard at him at first, because I was talking at the time that I watched it the first time. I did watch this twice, once with my mother-in-law, and once when it was on, or shortly after we got done recording. But I watched it, and at first I thought the killer guy was Rami Malek from Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy crap, is that Rami Malek? Oh, now I'm sad.
Nah, just some other dude with weird eyes.
Yeah, we need to get Rami Malek in there, is what I'm saying. Just more things with Rami Malek.
He's got more important things to do.
Yeah, it's like another season of Mr. Robot. Bring it out, USA, damn it.
It's coming. It's coming.
I know. We're going to get in our busy season here in a little bit because Gotham is starting back up.
Better Call Saul starts Monday.
Yeah, Better Call Saul starts Monday. This is Gotham starting back up. We're still good on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Starts back until
after Carter's done.
Agent Carter's over, so.
So we can just do four shows. That's fine. We'll be fine.
If we want to keep Lucifer.
Yeah, if we want to keep Lucifer.
It's an enjoyable show. It's just, it's so procedural. It's, I don't know if it's a good one to talk about.
At this point, that may change. Even spoiler alert, the third episode is also procedural. I'd like to give it a little bit more because I almost dropped Supergirl after three episodes, and episode five was still my favorite episode of the entire season so far. I'm not dropping Lucifer, but yeah, I'm just at this point, especially once Gotham comes back, we're gonna have 2.5 procedurals that we're talking about. because Better Call Saul sometimes procedurally ish, then Gotham is slapsticky weird procedural, and this is just straight textbook procedural.
this is just really procedural.
Yeah,
and that makes me a little sad. But yeah, the character is so good.
And it's so well written still, even in the second episode. They still stick with the, especially with Lucifer, they still stick with the Gaiman-esque writing. And they do it even more in episode.
Smoking the pot in the crime scene.
I found it.
What are you doing?
You brought pot.
You're smoking elephants.
No, like, oh,
you
I
wanted
found
to
it.
Say it was going up in smoke, didn't you?
No. Come on, no, you know I certainly did not. Oh man.
What, you want some?
And I like the fact that she's finally starting to be I like the fact that it's not taking her an entire season to start questioning his supernatural abilities.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing with iZombie is, like, still, like, nobody questions the fact that she's really pale and super strong and has visions. Nobody questions that. Like, they take the psych route where everybody believes that she's psychic.
Huh. I really need to watch that show.
You so, dude.
it's on the list. It's just, I can't even seem to watch Arrow and Flash these days. But
well, I have one show to watch, and I failed this week. well, I had my mother-in-law over, so it was kind of a wash this week on watching any kind of normal television. So it was pretty much Netflix in my room. But speaking of those, do you have anything else on Lucifer? Because, yeah, procedurally, awesome gunfight. Glad Lucifer's being a devil. Yeah.
Yeah, the killing two birds with one prayer. That was nice.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Wait, you were over there, and then you were here. It's like, well, you know, I needed you to come here and slow down time, and also I can annoy you, so win-win.
Yeah, I saw him start to pray, and I'm like, where is this going? Oh,
okay. I knew where it was going. When they spot the bad guy at the whatever that event was, the party.
Yeah.
It's like, what about that guy? He's spectacularly creepy. That's probably our guy, right? Which was one of my nickname candidates. Spectacularly creepy.
Yeah, if I would have remembered that one, if I would have wrote it down, I would have got that one for you instead of...
Come on, punch him! No, I'm not that person anymore. Well, I am! Punch that guy.
Oh, man. I love that while the time is slow, just nutshot. That was so great.
You grab the bullet.
Spite nutshot.
Kick him in the balls. Just because.
Just because he's evil.
You are a jerk. And then aside from that, I enjoyed the cold open with the street preacher. And
yeah. This isn't an act anymore. That guy's the devil.
Where are we? Whoa. Don't blame me for everything. I mean, give yourself some credit.
Yeah, humans do plenty, so much.
On your own. Don't give me all the credit.
So good. Lucifer, obviously, they're doing a great job with having
like
Lucifer.
That was a very Gaiman-esque exchange.
They have it so he is the center stage. He is the what you want to focus on, and that's what you should with a show named after him. You don't have... This is not an ensemble. This is Lucifer and his amazing friends. And I like the fact that they're having it be that, and they're not trying too hard to, like, it's only Lucifer on the A level, and then everybody else is a B, C, or D character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, good episode.
It's good. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was enough for me to watch it twice without complaining.
I'd watch it again.
Yeah, so we have no sneaky review from Daryl this time, but actually I'm going to go ahead and drop a quick ad break here for Amazon, the other Amazon. Sponsor, Amazon. Go to Geek Day. Oh, you know what? I'll let Daryl say it.
Hello. Quick reminder to use geek-io.net/Amazon for all your... What do you mean? Amazon? No, that makes no sense. It's amazing, you see, not the largest river in the world by discharge. These people want to buy the latest Bryan Adams CD, not piranhas and anacondas. Shut up now. And everyone else, go to geek-io.net/Amazon.
There we go. Gotta get our extra Daryl in there, enough to give him a nickname.
There you go. And I love his Douglas impression. It's fantastic.
Yeah, right? So great.
Jen. It's amazing.
So, the second part of our show is, of course, our challenge show where Jared and I will talk to each other about shows we don't normally discuss on the top of the show. I'm going to go first because with my mother-in-law here, I didn't watch much of anything. So, yeah, Supergirl, I'll double up on Supergirl for next week.
Double up or double down?
Yes. We'll go with yes.
Wait. I'm going to go with yes.
Yes.
And I watched An Arrow. I guess I should put the little thingy up there. Yep, there's the arrow.
Yay.
I had intended to watch A Flash last night after Lucifer, but I was just tired and I went to bed.
So, you're old.
Such an old... I'm
Why
so
are you
old.
So old?
I don't know. Man, I'm tired. My kids kept me up like all night the night before because they've got colds and coughing and waking up and screaming for some reason.
I'm thirsty.
I'm awake. I want everyone else to be awake.
The sky is awake, so I'm awake. So we have to play.
No. Go to bed.
Go back to bed.
It's 3 a.m. Shut your face.
And she's lonely?
Okay.
Not a Matchbox 20 person?
Oh, wow. That's a good reference. Missed that one.
Now it's in your head. You're welcome. You're welcome, internet.
It's okay. There's worse thing than Rob Thomas to have in your head.
There is, because he's so smooth.
He is smooth.
So what Arrow are you up to?
So Arrow. Last time I had talked about Flash and Arrow, I had watched the Flash versus Arrow.
Flash versus Apero.
The Flaro episode of The Flash, where Arrow showed up. So I watched the following episode of Arrow, which I thought was just a regular Arrow episode, and then The Flash showed up and all of his teams. I was like, oh, okay, so they all went over to The Flash episode, and then they all came over to the Arrow episode, so yay.
Going forward, this is how that happens, by the way. You have to watch both of them.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, this episode was much less annoying than Arrow usually is. Sorry, Daryl.
You're still not great on the Arrow, are you?
I'm just not. I've tried.
Legit.
And I do like it more than I used to, but...
It's fair.
So it was fun having everybody come over to this side, and there was some great self-aware moments, you know, with Arrow and Flash. It's like, well, your world's all happy and colorful and go lucky, and you just fight superpower people. My world is dark, and terrible things happen to me, and my mom was murdered in front of me, and this terrible thing happened, and my best friend died in front of me. And, like, listed off all the things. I was like, yeah, Yeah, that's pretty much Arrow in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm really dark. It's like, yes, you are dark. You're so dark.
I do like the, this is where he got the actual mask, right?
No, he had already given him that.
Oh, okay.
No, he had given him that, like, I think season two.
Oh.
When they first meet.
That's right. It all starts to merge together.
But I don't know. It was fun. And then, you know, I mean, going back and forth and learning from each other.
Get Felicity and more Felicity and Caitlin together. And
which is always good.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
No. I have no problem with the crossovers.
Those do definitely tend to be the best part of those. And obviously they're meant for ratings grabs and they work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Grab them ratings.
Rachel grab them ratings.
Hi. Weird disembodied arm. Hello there.
That one.
No, there we go. Right on.
Yeah, she's also pointing at my laptop camera, so I'm like, that camera.
No, I'm not pointing.
Well,
you're just
waving.
My hand next to your head.
Yeah, that too.
I think you already broke the fourth wall.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty sure that already happened.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I love the crossover episodes. But you're never going to be able to watch one without the other.
That's fine. We had Boomerang, and he did Boomerang tricks.
Yes.
His magic Boomerang.
So great.
He's a great villain.
I love Sticky Villains. You know me. I love Sticky Villains like that. Like him, Balloon Man, Steel Man. Just bring them all on. Seriously, all these stupid Sticky Villains. I'm so for it. Well, what's his power? Does he throw boomerangs really well? He almost killed me with a boomerang. Yes, his power is
boomerang power. I have the power of boomerang.
Exploding boomerangs.
Boomerangs.
When the boomerangs explode. So good.
Aww.
So yeah, like I said, this is a shorter show.
And you know they had what's Diggle's baby mama's name? They're not married yet.
Delilah,
something like that. Anyway, she was in the episode and she got stabbed by a boomerang and there was drama, but she lived. But the whole time I'm just like, where's your baby? Where's your baby? I mean, you're off fighting with the Arrow, and
they mentioned that actually.
Getting stabbed by boomerangs.
I'm fairly sure later in the season they address that. Basically, and I'm not joking. It's Argus Daycare. I'm not joking with that, by the way.
Oh well, okay. Arrow just got a little bit better. Seriously, where's your baby? It's your baby.
You're
getting chased by a boomerang guy. You might want to.
You
sure
now know the.
Right.
You now know the pain of Once Upon a Time fans. By the way, they had a baby in season three, and then immediately Snow White and Prince Charming just go off and start doing heroic things. It's like, where's the baby? Why? Stop leaving the baby.
Why aren't you at home taking care of your baby?
Like, she immediately just gave birth and just immediately started going back and being Snow White and running off and doing those things. Like, just stop. Right. The baby. Where's baby Neil?
Hey. I want to challenge Jared to watch Lucifer.
We're watching it. It's part of the show.
Okay.
Well, we know who listens to the show.
Yeah, well, Rachel listens to Geek.io Show every so often, hi, Mike, by the way. He listens to the show.
Sometimes.
But yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Considering I challenged him to watch two different shows and he's now like, fuck you, I'm addicted to you. Which is hysterical because he hates zombie shows.
All right, so let's go ahead and, like I said, wrap this up. Contact us at Geek.io Show, gmail.com. Twitter is Geek.io Show, Facebook Geek.io Show. You can give us a call on the Geek Hotline, 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Our website, which has everything on it, is geek-io.net/spoilershow. And you can support us by going over to patreon.com/geekio. That is patreon geekio.com/geekio or geek-io.net/Amazon.
Amazon.
Amazon. Amazon. Sorry, sorry.
Amazon. Oh, and that's, like I mentioned, Better Call Saul starts Monday. Monday. Yep.
So not
February
next,
is the 15th.
Not next week, but the week after we will be on Better Call Saul.
Yeah, probably because I won't get a chance to watch it before.
Me either. I have class, and then I got doctors and stuff. So most likely, well, not most likely, it will be next episode, the follow, episode 35 is when we get
so,
back on
episode. You know, load it up in your DVR and then watch it right before we talk about it the following week.
Exactly.
Anywho, all right, so titles for the show. Two chaps high-fiving in the middle. She got melting people. I don't think that's how biology works. They can only afford so many supermodels. Peggy is inhuman. some other dude with weird eyes. Spite Nutshot. The largest river by discharge. Flash versus Apero. And Argus Daycare.
All right.
I don't know which one to pick.
All right, folks. On that note, we will see you next week with a little bit longer, two episodes of Supergirl, and maybe Jazz will actually watch Flash and Arrow again. So, folks, on that note, we will see you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
This podcast is a part of the Geek.io Media Network. Copyright 2016.
Drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
Copyright 2016.